Let's start with Tommy Vitolo. What did you find in your analysis of CWLP's Daman power plant?
Every year since 2009, each of the four Daman units has been outperformed by the grid. That is, if these units had simply been turned off and Springfield had instead procured electricity straight from the grid over the last 9 years, from 2008 to 2016, CWLP would have saved $261 million.
So what does that mean for CWLP ratepayers?
For residential customers, in 2016 alone, had CWLP been procuring energy and capacity from the marketplace instead of running Daman, ratepayers would have had another $215 per family in 2016 alone in their pockets. Commercial customers would have saved about $2,300 on average.
And according to your analysis, why are these units losing money compared to the market?
The reason that happened is these fixed costs. And so to operate a power plant, you sort of have three separate sets of costs. You got to buy the fuel. You have variable costs, which are costs that accrue as you operate. And then you have these fixed costs. And the fixed costs are costs that you have to pay whether or not you operate the plant for 1 hour or for 8,000 hours. These are costs that are sunk in for the year. And the fixed costs for the Daman units are high enough that they're simply not making enough money operating to cover those costs.
Springfield Mayor Jim Langfelder said he's asked utility officials to review the analysis of the generators, but he emphasized that the city has renegotiated its contract to purchase coal and restructured rates in order to improve cash flow. He said the utility is in a better financial condition than it has been in years. Andy Knott, you're with the Sierra Club. What does your group hope city officials like Langfelder will do with this report?
Well, the good news is that just last week, CWLP, actually Mayor Langfelder, held a public forum on CWLP. And at that public forum, the director of the utility indicated that they'd be making a decision in the next year on retiring the two older boilers at the plant. So that's progress. And that means we'll have less coal ash going into those ash ponds and contaminating groundwater. But it would also start to save the utility and the ratepayers, in particular, millions of dollars once they start retiring these older units. So, our hope is that the utility will move ahead. The other problem with the utility is they don't have a long-range plan. Most utilities have 20-year plans. Either they're required to by law, or in the case of municipalities, they do it because it's best practice. So the utility has no long-range plan, and they need one to really protect the ratepayers.
What is included in a long-range plan that should be included in one that CWLP could do?
Long-range plans are often called integrated resource plans, or IRPs, and they include forecasts of 20 years into the future. How much electricity are the citizens going to be consuming each year? Is that growing or flat or shrinking? What is the future price of natural gas, of coal, of the wholesale electricity market, both energy and capacity? We take all of these forecasts and we try to understand the future, and then we look at the price of these different options. We really are searching for the least cost plan, the least cost way to provide safe, reliable power. You know, good planning can help avoid losing tens of millions of dollars a year over and over and over again. And so that's a great first step.